Welcome back, everybody, to yet another spectacular episode of the Be Better podcast. We, as in myself and Coach Gabby.
Hey there.
We are back at the home base, the mothership, South Minneapolis, Final K Global Headquarters here. No more hopscotching around the world.
We're stationary.
We're happy to be in Minnesota. Beautiful day here in Minnesota, too, isn't it?
I can feel fall. Just a little bit.
It's in sad. The air. Well, it's like 52 degrees this morning.
I know. I don't want to admit it, but it's coming.
It was like 100 degrees a week ago.
That's Minnesota, though.
That is true. It is Minnesota. If you don't like the weather, just give it a day.
Yep.
And it is fair time, too, so it's who knows what's
going to... Have you been yet?
I haven't.
You haven't been yet?
No.
Neither have we. I don't know.
So we're talking about the Minnesota State Fair, which is the Great Minnesota Get Together, or the Great Minnesota Eat Together, I should
say. Exactly.
I always feel like it's, if I'm going to go there, I got to do like at least a 100-mile bike or a marathon.
Something big beforehand.
Oh, I got to pre-burn calories. Mm-hmm. So when you go, are there staples you have?
I'm all over the place whenever I go. I always try to try something new.
Yeah.
Chris, every time, will go and get his Martha's, Sweet Martha's cookies. Oh, every time.
Yeah, the bucket or a cup?
He gets a bucket. And he gets a stomach ache every time, but that's his favorite.
Okay. Last time that we were there, we had, I partook in the beer garitas. It was the first time I had a beer garita.
Ooh.
It's like a half of a Liney's Honey Vice and half margarita.
How was that?
It actually was really good. As you give me a stink face, you're like, how was that?
I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, it actually was really good.
Okay.
But normally, it's been a while, but I like the Schumacher's Reuben.
Mm-hmm.
Back in high school, we always get the, you know, go to Dino's, get a Euro, get the big cup of fries.
Yep.
Then we would, let's see what else we do. We do the footlong chili cheese dog. This is back when Fat Chris was around.
Okay.
That was a start. And then we would freestyle from there. You know, alligator on a stick. Let's get some walleye.
Yep, I had that.
Deep fried Twinkie. All those things. So, you know, if I do say that if I'm going to go, I do really enjoy the milkshake.
Yep. Every time. That's my thing. I like the ice cream.
Yeah. The milkshake, I like a strawberry one. I went, no, it's not very popular.
Not chocolate?
No. For strawberries, my jam. I've always, like, even if you go ice cream, I'm strawberry ice cream.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So that's kind of the thing. So that's... Yeah, so that's kind of our thing. So the topic for today is we're talking about world championships. And I guess as the world championships of state fairs would be the Minnesota
great,
State
like,
Fair.
Like pre-state fair calorie burn.
It would be, wouldn't it?
So do one of these world championship races.
We got three big ones coming up here.
Yeah, we do.
We've got
one just this weekend.
Yep, we do. That's 70.3.
In Port Elizabeth, South Africa.
So I thought he was going to put an accent on there.
Not that good. Not that talented.
I couldn't do a South African accent. It's Afrikaans, but my wife Jill can.
She can?
Yeah. For reasons that I'll tell you later.
Okay.
So we have 70.3 World Championships, and then we have also, after that would be the Ironman World Championships in Kailua, Kona, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And then following that is the Xterra World Championships in Maui, Hawaii.
Yeah.
So we have, it's going to be an interesting year because there's a lot of things at play. I think whenever you have a World Championships outside the United States, it tends to change the dynamic of who's going to be there. But normally the pro fields, which is who we're going to focus on today, usually kind of stay the same. But it's been some interesting past years in both fields.
Yeah.
So let's do a deep dive into this, and let's go and let's start talking about the women on the 70.3 side. So you've got this.
Yeah.
You got the list here.
I've got the list here. It's deep. There's a lot of competition.
And it's not, I would say in the past, a lot of times it's been heavy with non-Americans, but this year I believe it's a little more balanced.
Yeah, there's some good Americans in here. I'll just kind of start reading off this list here. So we have Daniela Reif from
Never heard of her.
Suisse.
Yeah.
We have Emma Pallant, Sarah True, Mel Hauscholt, Jeannie Seymour, and she's from South Africa, so I think...
Local
she'll
girl.
Want to pull. Yep, but she lives in Boulder. Hella Friedrichsen, Anne Hogg, Heather Wortel, Amelia Watkinson, Lisa Haltaller.
Okay.
Alicia Kay.
Mm-hmm.
Imogen Simmons, Pamela Oliveira, Fenella Landridge, Sarah Lewis, Paula Finley, who I'm not sure if she is racing or not because I was creeping on her Instagram today and she's still in Boulder, but she was struggling with a stress fracture.
Okay.
So I don't know if she's going to be able to represent.
No, which probably would be a shame. If she's not there by now, I would be doubting she's going to, 'cause that's a long flight.
Yep.
So I would doubt that she will, we'll consider her a scratch.
Yeah.
We'll make that prediction.
Well, yeah. And then we have a Polish name.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that.
Yep. And another Polish name, Maria Chechnik.
Okay.
That one I can get. Romina Palacio, Ellie Salthaus, Liz Blatchford, who just had a big win.
Mm-hmm.
Little Mommy. Anna Ebhart, Lottie Harari, Kira Lee Seidel, Felicity Ryan, Michaela Hurlbauer, Anna Watkinson, Magda Neuwoud, and she is also South African.
Yep.
Heini Hartkanen of Finland, Laura Matthews, Radka Vodkova, Carrie Morris, Anne Bassow, Bruna Mann, Barbara Viveros, Jenny Fletcher, Danielle Dingman of US, Sylvia Genbach, Lucy Charles, Kira Wenz, Jackie Hiring, and Sonia Basgriel.
Okay.
Quite a list of names there. There's 46 females in this.
That's a good deep list.
Very deep list.
Any names jump out at you?
Well, the way Danielle has been performing this year, I mean, it's hard. It'll be hard to beat her.
She definitely is going to have a target on her back. I think she's definitely coming in as the odds-on favorite.
Yeah.
But
I think the way Ellie Salthaus performed in Boulder, 70.3, I think she will give her a good run for her money.
Definitely.
She's in form.
She does. That is kind of a 1-2. I think that the X factor on this whole field here is Sarah True.
Absolutely.
You know, Sarah's coming in. She's just kind of breaching out of the ITU. She's coming out of that same fold as to where a lot of the male champions came from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's just got to get her, she's got to dial just herself in, and she could be a real threat.
Yeah.
She is.
I would love to see her contend.
I think that she would be, I think you're looking at a possible 1-2-3 there. And if Sarah
and Lucy Charles.
Yes. Lucy Charles is definitely a possibility, mm-hmm. but I think if you can get, if Sarah has her day, and if she has her nutrition dialed in, pacing, then I think she definitely can be on the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I think anytime you get somebody that can compete both at the Olympic division or Olympic distance or in the Olympics and at the 70.3 division, I think that's there. It's a natural progression. You get a little bit older, you go a little bit slower, not a lot, but just a little.
Yep.
Eat a little more food. And you can, and I think it's the recipe for success. It seems to be the model on the men's side of where all our male champions are coming from.
Yep.
So
Sian and Javi.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be, you're going to see, you can maybe see some Brits out there too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Alistair Brownlee.
You're going to see a Brownlee. That's for sure. 'Cause it is where they're going. And also
Ben Knute.
Yes, it's 70.3 is an or Ironman is really where the money's at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of these pros out here, they have to, they're forced to. You don't have, you know, you don't have the series that you used to. You know, mm-mm. Like the Cam Dyes of the world, the Sarah Haskins of the world, they just can't, you know, they can't make a great living
off of the non-drafting.
Exactly. There wasn't that many. There used to be a lot. Now there's not that many out there. So you've got to chase them down.
The Escape series and That's about it.
You got maybe the Lifetime series.
Lifetime, New York City, and that's it.
But they, you know, I mean, I remember the days when Lifetime was paying $1 million.
Yeah.
You know, that was how Craig Alexander, you know, punched his ticket.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he, you know, was able to kind of make a full switch over to race Ironman. He actually accredits the Lifetime race to how he was able to win at Ironman, because he was able to pay his house off, pay his cars off, and focus financially just on that one race.
Yep.
So I was talking with one of my clients who was actually in the race this year as an amateur age grouper. Nikki.
Probably Nikki.
It was, and she said the things we're getting there is that it's really windy right now.
Yeah, I heard.
Very windy. She said 35 mile an hour wind gusts.
Surf looks pretty strong.
So strong surf, and for the men's race, they're predicting rain.
Okay.
But not rain, but a sunshiny day for the women.
All right.
So it's the wind could definitely play into effect, especially with some of the larger frame girls. Mm-hmm. You know, you get some of the smaller stature women that are not going to be as affected by the wind. They're going to be able to kind of cut through it a little bit more. In the guys too, that's going to definitely play a factor, especially Absolutely. If it's really, really strong. But it also is going to shake out all the weak bikers because it's going to take a lot out of them. So this is where I think Danielle has got it really kind of dialed in because she's definitely a strong biker. She's got the right body size and type because she you can't be a larger frame person and race and win at the Olympic at the ITU level.
No.
So that's kind of where I'm going to go. I'm going to go Daniela for the win. So that's where my money's going. But my dark horse is going to be Sarah.
Okay. All right.
That's my kind of 1-2.
Yeah. I mean, and I would definitely look out for Salty and Lucy in there too, because Lucy's been in good form and she's been doing a lot of local races, it looks like, around her, some 5Ks and stuff, but she hasn't been doing a ton of racing, so it'll be interesting to see how she does.
Do you find as an elite athlete, do you find that racing against higher end elite athletes brings you to a higher level, sharpens your pencil a little more, or do you find that just any level of racing, whether it's like a local 5K, gives you the same result?
It's absolutely. Once your competition steps up, you have to be 100% on your game, because you can let things kind of slide in local races. You know, if your transition isn't as sharp, you can probably still come out where you need to be. But if you're competing against the best of the best, you can't have anything go wrong.
Yeah.
So it's kind of make or break time.
Do you find the same satisfaction in a race where you've like 5-10 minutes ahead of somebody, or...
I mean, it kind of depends. I mean, a win is a win, and I think it's something to be proud of and something to, you know, take in stride. But it does mean a little bit more when the competition's a little tighter and the field is really competitive.
Yeah.
You know, deep down as a competitor, that's what I would say.
You feel like it was more earned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would feel satisfied.
Yeah. I would say that's probably the feeling across the board too. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I think this is going to be a fun one to watch. The women's race is Saturday, is that right, or Sunday?
They're flipping. So they go Sunday, Okay. Men go Saturday.
All right.
Last year in Chatty, the women got to go first and the men race second. So.
Interesting. I like how the women and men race on different days. I think
when I did it last year, I thought it was really cool to have, I mean, you had that much more spectators out there, and you had the men watching the women and you had the women watching the men.
Yeah.
And it was really cool.
More financially draining for the race organization, but they're able to get more people in, which is nice. So they can grow that. I think from a spectator's perspective, I think it's kind of fun to have a 2-day championship though.
Yeah.
It's
well,
fun.
And then the women get their spotlight and the men get their spotlight. Because a lot of the times at these world championships, it's the men, they'll come across the finish line first, and the women just...
Yeah, they're a sub-story.
Yeah, exactly. It's just not as big of a deal. So it's kind of cool to see the women get their own special day and then...
Yeah, it's and Ironman's really stepped up with their championship broadcasting.
They've gotten better. Yeah. It's still... More time on the men, less time on the women. But it's going to take a while to bridge that gap.
Yeah, why is that, though? I mean,
well, I think, too, they need to get more... They're getting better with getting good female commentators on there, but it's always just so men-driven. I think they need some good females in there to really elevate the broadcast as well, so they can talk as, you know...
Yep. I think they need to bring more people. They, you know, so you think about the broadcasters that they have, and you relay that to other sports. I think that they probably could bring in some professional broadcasters. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you could bring one professional broadcaster, and I think of, like, say, the Stanley Cup. I think of say the Tour de France. You know, those have at least one kind of. One professional, you know, TV announcer that's like an you know, they kind of an anchor, and those guys will kind of bounce around. You know, you get your Doc Emmerich, who are, you know everything up and down about hockey, but you also have, you know, this like the same guy that's like kind of leading the Tour de France, you know, coverage with you know, Christian and Bob. You and also have him, you know, going like to, you know, to like, I would say like the U.S. Open or things like that. So I think maybe bringing a little bit more professionalism that could probably bring it up a little bit
would really help.
But it's hard because you like for Ironman,
it's expensive.
They're talking for 8 hours.
Yeah.
That's a lot of talking. And there's like, mm-hmm. you know, what are they going to do? And there's some ideas that you can have for coverage there. But yeah, it would be nice. Hopefully it will be different this year. I know it was a big point of contention last year that there was just no coverage of the women's race at all.
Yeah, it was pretty poor.
It was sad.
We watched it. And yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to Kona. Who's going to Kona?
Yeah. Well, and two, just to highlight a couple of the
Yeah, I was going to say, we skipped the men's race.
I won't go over the whole list because, again, there are, let's see, on the men's side, there's 51 of them.
Okay.
But some of the top contenders here, we've got Javi.
Javier Gomez.
And he's making the switch into full. So it'll be kind of fun to see him. I mean, he killed it. Absolutely killed it last year in Chattanooga.
It was like he just walked on and like, okay, well, I'm just going to do this.
Just absolutely crushed it. So it'll be fun to see him.
He did the same in Mont-Tremblant, didn't he, the year before?
Yeah.
Where he went and won. He won the ITU World Championship. And then like a week later, won the 70.3 World Championship. I was like, come on. Like, just be bad at something. Like, he took our mantra of be better and, like ran with it.
And what a classy, he's just a classy guy.
Super nice.
Yeah,
super nice. You never hear a bad thing. I've actually...
Just a great competitor.
Yeah, I've had a chance to meet him before. He's just, like, you want to hate him, but you just can't.
You can't. Mm-mm.
Just too nice.
Well, another classy competitor who will make a run, Jan Frodeno will be there. Mm-hmm.
Frodo.
There's a name. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then we've got also, we have Ben Canute.
Ben's a nice kid. You know, we have not had a lot of American talent coming, down the pike.
But I think he's a
contender.
He's a good bet.
Yeah. He's a contender. Yeah. He did not have as much success as we probably wanted to see him have at the ITU distance.
Yep.
But he's definitely got,
making a way for it.
Yeah. We have some Americans out there that are, you know, like, Sherbat and, I think he's going to be there.
But, you know, looking at this field, it's predominantly, I mean, you see a lot of Germans, New Zealand, Great Britain. You've got Alistair Brownlee. He's another one to look for.
I think Alistair is going to be fun to watch because he's fast.
Yep.
Again, probably going to go through the same growing pains as Sarah has. We're trying to figure out pacing and nutrition. Yep. This is where I think Javi has got them as maybe a little bit of advantage, but it's going to be fun this year because we're going to see some crossover in the men with the possibility of a 70.3 Kona double.
Yeah,
which rarely happens.
No,
rarely happens. So there could be some. For predictions on the men's side, who are you thinking on the men's side?
Got to go with Javi.
Yeah, hard to bet against.
He's got that speed where he. I'm going to say he will win 70.3 Worlds, but he won't win Kona. I don't think he's figured out the full distance yet.
I think he can go podium at Kona.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think he can go podium. Because you saw in his first one, he actually went sub-8 in his first.
Yeah.
He got second.
Which is not easy to do.
And got second.
Yeah.
Which is definitely not easy to do. It's a very rare feat. I think it's going to be Javi for the win with Jan probably... in the hunt, at least in the first half of the run, then I think Javi will separate and they'll go 1-2.
Yeah. Who do you think will round that podium out, though? Because there's so many factors.
I'm going to go Gomez, Frodeno, Brownlee.
Okay.
Because I know it's my thing. I really believe that the ITU guys have the huge advantage in this race.
Yeah.
I really believe it. I think that's where they're at. I think it's those three guys are all coming from ITU background. So that's going to be my top three. That's my podium.
Okay.
There.
All right. I mean, I have to root for Canute. So I just have to put him on the podium.
All right. We'll put him on there.
Yeah.
So do you think he's going to be close in contention? How far do you think he'll be off the win?
I think he'll be a third. I think he'll be a third. I don't think he'll be second, but I think I want to hope. He's had a great season.
Yeah.
So I want to hope that he'll get on the podium.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
We'll have to see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move to Kona.
The big one.
Yep. Let's go. So since we're on the men, let's keep with the men, and then we'll go to the women on this one.
Well, we have Frodo again.
Yep.
Big contender.
Mm-hmm. Watching him for the 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
You can never. It's hard to bet against the previous champion.
I know.
Hard to bet against them.
Yep.
Who do we have lining up against them? Do we have Lionel Sanders?
We've got quite the group here. We've got Keenly, he's in great form this year.
Sebi again.
Doing hard to really go against well. Him.
Big
yep.
German.
Patrick, former champion.
Yep.
We've got Lionel, Mr. Canadian. Ben Hoffman, U.S.
Yeah, I think Ben was it. I mean, I don't want to go nothing against Ben. I think it was a fluke. His podium.
Well, Kona, I mean, you never know what's going to happen on the day.
No, you don't.
You don't.
But it doesn't like Americans. Last time we saw an American champion was Tim DeBoom.
I know.
You know, and so it's been a long time. But again, you know, Hoffman, he's coming from that ITU background. Mm-hmm. So I'm sticking
you
with my guns.
You want to hope for him.
I want to hope. If he doesn't have a win in him.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to see him up
podium
there.
Podium again.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
I just or don't top have a lot of, five, maybe.
I just don't have a lot of faith, especially with all the other big guns that we have.
Yeah. We have Javi again. We'll see how he does. First year doing foals.
Yeah, I think
first time at Kona, the beast.
It's all in. So I think Javi's coming in with a definite advantage over a lot of other guys, and the fact that he is a Spaniard by birth.
Mm-hmm.
He comes from a very hot background of area where he has lived and trained. So his body chemistry is more apt to deal with the heat than some of the other people that are like coming from, say, like Aryan backgrounds.
And probably used to quite a bit of wind.
Yes. So I just think you can't, even though it's his first year, and I know Maka tried to come in his first year and just like blow everybody up, and he just was like an implosion waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't think the same thing's going to happen with Javi. I think he's smarter. I think he's got a better game.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. And then you have Patrick Nielsen, David McNamee. You've got quite the list here. And you still have
some wild cards. We got Andy Potts, old man River coming back.
Braden Curry, Kyle Buckingham.
How many years has Andy Potts been going there? He's
41.
He's like 100 years old.
I know.
He's like old man. He's popping the 4-0. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Think he still can win the swim?
I think he's still got the swim in him. I mean, that swim you can hold on to for a while.
Yeah.
So
he's got it. That's the only way he's paying his mortgage.
Yeah.
He's getting that swim preem.
Yep. What a guy, though. Classy guy.
Except for the fact that I hate that he wears compression socks and a headband. Like, it just looks bad.
Oh, Jan wears a headband.
I know. That's different.
The Mercedes-Benz headband.
Exactly. It's different. It's like, you know, it's like wearing a Swatch or a Tag Heuer. I give him props.
Yeah. So, yeah, that field is loaded. So what do you predict for that podium?
You know, I'm going to go Frodo, Sebi, Gomez.
Okay.
But I'm going to say that,
I don't know. I think Lionel's going to get on there.
I don't know.
I think he's driven.
Who's your podium, first of all?
It's hard to say. I mean, I think Jan will be on there. I want to say it's going to be Jan, Keenly, Sanders, but.
Really? You don't think Gomez has got it?
It's so hard. I know the personality of Lionel, and I think I want to root for him, but I do want to see Javi do really well as well. I mean, it's so hard to pick a podium. And Jan just imploded last year with that injury, But I think he's back on form now.
I think he's
doing well.
You know, and he's getting old too.
Yeah, he is. He's 37.
Yeah. So I'm gonna step back. I'm gonna throw this rock out into the water.
All right.
And I'm gonna say Gomez is gonna win.
Okay.
I'm putting Gomez for the win.
All right.
And I'm gonna say Sebi is second, Frodo third.
All right.
That's my 1-2-3.
Okay. I'm gonna put Lionel in there because I want to be different.
Okay.
But. We'll keep Gomez in there, and we'll keep, I'm going to say we keep Sebi in there.
All right. That's good. That's a good round out. And it's going to be fun to see how these guys take the fitness from 70.3 into the Ironman.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's great timing there. It's going to be, it's going to lay up just perfect. And it's going to be a fun race.
Mm-hmm.
Fun, hot one. As long as the weather like is like at least halfway decent, because that's always the big X factor. Super windy, super hot. You know, we haven't had rain for a while out there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see where it goes. And hopefully there's no air quality issues from the volcano.
Mm-hmm.
With the wind, there really hasn't been.
Luckily, the hurricane.
Oh, yeah, the hurricane. But, you know, the volcano's on the opposite side of the island.
Mm-hmm.
Really is not going to affect that at all. So it should be fun. I wish I was going to go.
I know. It'd be so cool to go watch.
I know. I keep trying to get Dia to, like, hey, man, you need some help out there, right? Like, Dia, you need somebody to help. Because they've got the Ventum, you know, bike course. And I think Leanna should just bring you out just, like, you know, just for reasons unstated, just because you are you. I think we should, I think Dia should send a jet for us.
Yeah.
And then we should just private jet it out.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Be a bit bougie.
Well, we'll leave Jill and Crisp here, and they can take care of the kids and the dogs and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then and we'll just go out. We'll do our job. We'll get podcasts from there. We can do maybe we can show them how to do the broadcast.
You know, it'd be really cool if we got on Breakfast with Bob.
Oh,
do you watch
yeah.
Breakfast with Bob?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
I like the Breakfast with Bob.
I know. He's
Those
good.
Are fun.
Those are fun. And I don't think we're like competing with him, because we're just, it's a little bit different.
No, I take inspiration from him. Yeah. I wish I was like Bob.
Yeah. I saw him at the Hall of Fame banquet.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Cool guy.
Yeah. He's a really nice guy. Okay. It's a San Diego mafia. Let's just be honest. Like, these guys are all from San Diego. They like all have these like rotating jobs where they just kind of go from one thing to another, but they all kind of... Mm-hmm. Are around and like they like these guys are the pantheon of our sport. You know, mm-hmm. you see the you know, when we were there at the Hall of Fame banquet, it's like it's just kind of weird that, you know, if some of these people know you by name, it always takes me back. Anytime I'm in like a large room of people, and then, you know, Barb Lindquist looks across the room, she's like, "Hey, Chris," and I'm like,
Hi,
you've been to a bunch of Olympics and you're super cool and fast. And like, but you know, we always end up talking about skiing, you know, or something like that. It's, you know, or Hunter, you know, I've had Hunter call me out at different places before. We've done work with him, and he and Val are great, great people.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I always feel completely out of place, because I've watched these people in movies, I had posters and stuff. Like, I'm a total fanboy.
Yeah.
You know? So it's neat. They're all good people. They all love the sport. They're all the champions of their sport, and
they carry it on.
I'm just looking for who's going to be replacing them. Like, who's the next Bob Babbitt? Who's the next Mike Riley?
It's really tough to shoes to fill.
Exactly. Who are those people? I think that's the quest that our sport has in front of it.
We need some more female commentators in there.
You mean like you? We'll bring you out, and you can just sit there and talk with Welch all day.
Oh,
you're about the same
fun.
Height.
Yeah. But let's talk about the field that really matters.
The women's
field.
Exactly, the women's field.
We've got a lot of names here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Daniela Reif once again. Lucy Charles, the youngest one of the bunch.
Yep.
She's only 25.
Is she really?
Yeah, only 25.
I thought she was older.
No. Then you've got the new mummy, Miranda Carfrey, Heather Jackson, Kaisa Solly, Mel Halschultz, Carrie Lester. You've got Sarah Crowley, Susie Cheatham. Let's see. Sarah Pianpiano. There's one to watch. There's an American, Tim O'Donnell. On the men's side, Matt Hansen on the men's side.
Yeah.
But also you've got Sarah True in here, Teresa Adam, Ann Hogg. So Annabelle Luxford. I mean, you've got a packed field of women in here, just like the men. And it's such a wild card. Because Lucy Charles, here she got second last year, pretty incredible. And she's in probably even better form this year.
Yeah. It's, she's an up-and-comer, that's definitely for sure.
Yep.
She's got youth on her side, huge thing.
I do still think she's a little green. So, I mean, you've got Daniela, who's just so experienced.
She does, yep.
And, I mean, she's just so
another
strong.
Another mom coming back from baby.
Miranda?
No. Daniela Reif. Not as recently. But didn't she have a baby in between the Olympics?
She does not have a baby.
She doesn't?
No. You're probably thinking of Liz Blatchford.
I thought I was thinking of Daniela Reef. I thought she had... What was the thing that she had between London?
She had a big injury.
Okay.
I know.
Okay, that's what it was. I thought she had a baby.
Nope. Okay. I know she hasn't had a kid yet.
Okay. But with Rinnie having given birth, it's going to...
She's come back very strong.
Yeah, it's I always feel like the babies kind of rejuvenate people.
Yeah, well, and then you see Kessler, who's just been crushing it this year.
Yep.
She's been doing really well. She had a baby. Yeah, it'll be fun to see who mixes it up. And then you've got Sarah, her first show at Kona. I think she'll be a big contender.
We'll see if she finishes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be the thing. First year, you see a lot of people like, get there.
She'll do really well at 70.3 Worlds.
Yes,
I agree. Then it's just a matter of let's hope she holds on.
Yeah, and you know, because for a lot of these people, it's not about finishing. Mm-hmm. It's about racing. And so, you know, if they know they're just kind of this falling apart at the seams, they're going to pull the pin.
Yeah.
And they have to do that because
they have to save themselves a bit.
Exactly, they do. There's always another day to race, mm-hmm. another day to fight. So, you know, I think Rinnie she has the run. Mm-hmm. If she hadn't, you know, taken time off to have the baby, she'd be definitely a lock.
Yeah, I just think Daniela she's number one.
Yeah, it's, if she can hold off if she can hold Rinnie off on the run, she's gonna need a big lead on that bike,
which she has in her. Mm-hmm, the way she's been biking this year.
Yep, and Rinnie is like, you know, not the best swimmer, so she's usually fighting from the back, from almost from the
Lucy,
gun.
I think Lucy will come out first in that swim.
That would.
I mean, she swam a 48-48 last year.
Yeah, that's okay, I guess. I mean,
no big deal.
If that's your thing, you know, it's like, you know, whatever. I mean, I suppose that's okay. I'll give her an okay on that one.
Yeah.
And I think that Danielle has a long track record of just being very successful, and she definitely has what it's in her to win this race. She has been in the past. So I think it should be interesting.
And I think the other American who has a good shot, Heather Jackson, top five last year.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think she's pretty strong. I don't know if she'll make podium, but I hope she can round out a top five again.
She's a strong biker. I think she's going to, you know, it always comes down to the run at this race.
Her run is getting pretty strong though. I mean, I think she's in good form.
Yeah.
So she could make a run for it. I mean, it's really tough to say.
It would be. You know, it'd be nice to see Pompeano be up in the top five as well.
Yeah, because last year with her DNF, that was tough.
That was tough. I mean, it's I think she is an underdog. I think she's someone that a lot of people don't know about.
She is an incredible runner.
She is. And so she can just, she can come off.
She needs to hold on in the swim. The swim is where she struggles.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the Rinnie deal.
Yep.
Like, you know, she's just got to be able to hold on. She's got to fight back in the bike, and she's got to be within, you know, she's got to be within 10 minutes of the leader coming off the bike. And if she can be in that kind of that window, there's something that there's a possibility there. Mm-hmm. I think the same is with Rinnie. She's got to be, I think she's the most that she's ever run down is like 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, so I think it's all, I think that you, I hate to say you're going to call the race right off the bike, but you're going to see some, I think, predictions or at least I would say, yeah, maybe a prediction of what's going to happen. I'd say halfway through the bike as to where they're at, to see how people are being affected. Hopefully everybody comes into it without being injured. You remember Rinnie got hurt
sick.
Yeah, she get hit by a car 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. Just right before, and that was
tough. Hurt her back.
Yeah, so, you know, hopefully everybody's coming in very healthy. But I'm excited. I'd like to see Rinnie cross the finish line with her baby in hand.
Oh, little Izzy.
Yep, and then just then give the big middle finger to Iron Man for not letting anybody do it. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
But it would be you know, I always love when the parents are there with the kids in the end, and that would be a fun thing. You know, Tim would be there with the baby, and you know, they are a power couple. Mm-hmm. You know, they're kind of like the Peter Reed and Lori Bowden, mm-hmm. Except with all the crazy and drama. They were. Do you remember those two?
I don't remember them as a couple. No.
Oh yeah, so they were married, and they were married I think in 2003. And they went 1-2.
Okay.
Either, both of them. And it was like they were like the power couple.
Yeah.
And then they both were very self-centered and a lot of things went sideways.
That's the tough thing about having two big athletes in a household.
Yeah.
Because you have to be selfish, but you've also got to support. So it's a tough balance.
So Paul Simon once talked about his marriage to Carrie Fisher, Paul Simon, the artist.
Yeah.
And Carrie Fisher, the actress, that the reason that their marriage never worked was because they were both flowers. And a relationship needs a flower and a gardener.
Ah, I thought you were going to say a thorn.
No, not a thorn. A flower and a gardener.
Yeah.
And so you need somebody that's like kind of behind the scenes, mm-hmm. and you have somebody that's in front.
Like a Patrick and Gwen.
Exactly. That's absolutely true. The epitome. That's absolutely true. So at some point in time, you know, Chris is just going to start cooking for you and doing all your laundry. Oh,
I keep telling him every day. I'm like, hey,
you can do the laundry.
Yeah,
it's not going to kill you. It's not going to kill you. Maybe you get something besides a flip phone. Dinner. How about a flip phone?
Yeah.
Nope. iPhone maybe.
No, car
with a,
never.
Car with a muffler with
his,
duct
he
tape.
He upgraded his car.
Whoa.
He has an Audi now.
Whoa.
And now he's talking about because it has a Bluetooth. Now he feels left out that he doesn't have a proper phone.
Oh, so he's going to get a proper phone for it.
Murphy might get retired.
Wow.
Murphy's the name of the phone.
This thing's
if
so
anyone
old.
Doesn't
thing's
know.
So old.
11 years old.
Oh my God, it's wrong that it's there.
It's a principle.
But so that's where, you know, the Rennie and T.O. thing is, I think Rennie for a while was the flower. T.O. was the gardener.
Mm-hmm.
He was great and he still is great. It's just that she's the one that shines and he doesn't fight to try and take the spotlight.
Mm-mm.
He just lets his uniforms do the talking.
Yeah.
Very flashy.
Mm-hmm.
Very flashy. So, so we're going with,
I think Danielle is going to take it.
Okay. And with Lucy and Rennie in the
I'm gonna give Lucy a leg up over Rennie, but I think it's going to be Daniela, Lucy, Rennie. That's going to be me.
Okay.
I'm really rooting for Lucy as a fellow swimmer. So
That's hard to talk against. I'm going to just to mix it up. I'm going to say Rennie runs down Daniela in the last 3K.
That'd be
and it's
really
be the,
fun to
it's
watch.
It's going to be the female Iron War.
Yeah.
I'm going to predict this year is the female Iron War, but instead of Dave Scott
mm-hmm.
and Mark Allen,
you're gonna get
it's
going to
be
and
it's going to be Rennie and Reef. It's going to be the Rennie Reef War. Wouldn't that be epic?
Epic. It'd be so cool.
Yep. So that's my prediction. We'll see if that happens.
All right.
We'll see if that happens.
Cool.
All right, let's move on to the race that nobody ever talks about.
Xterra.
So for those of you that don't know what
that actually takes some coordination here.
I know. If you never know what Xterra is, it's basically it's a place where you crash a lot and have really wide handlebars.
Yeah.
So
this is in Maui. If you're not familiar with it.
Yep. And it's 2 weeks after Kona.
Yep.
And it's usually kind of a mixture of folks that were at Ironman that maybe want to stay. Or people that have been racing in the off-road circuit all through the year. So the stalwart here in this sport in the male side has been Conrad Stoltz
mm-hmm.
for many, many years. You know, he's like eight feet tall. Ginormous man.
Yeah.
Is Conrad coming back this year?
No, he is not. So on the men's side, you've got a youngin'. You've got Mauricio Mendez, 23, of Mexico.
Okay.
So you've got that youngin. You've got Bradley Weiss of South Africa.
Okay.
And you have Ruben Rasafa of Spain. He's the Uber biker. He's expected to do really well. But no real mention here of Conrad.
Hmm. So maybe Conrad is retired.
So we don't know.
He's a world champion. He's probably retired. He's old enough. He's
yeah.
been around the block for a long enough time. And I'll be honest, I don't follow Xterra enough to know the ups and downs of some of the real players there. So I might just go with the Weiss one because Bradley Weiss only because
he's balanced amongst all three.
Yeah, his name is nice and easy to say. And one of my best friends in high school is last name Weiss, so I'll just go with that.
I'm gonna go with Ruben.
Ruben?
Of Spain.
You're gonna make the bet on the biker. Yeah. What does Triathlete magazine say about Bradley? Does it say that he's a strong biker, strong swimmer?
He is balanced amongst all three, and that's kind of his claim to fame. He's just good at all three. He's not great at one, but he's good at all three.
You're gonna go with the Uber biker.
I'm gonna go with the Uber biker. I think it's got a big enough chunk and substance where I think that might help him out a bit.
All right.
But we'll see.
We'll see where that rolls out to. How about on the female side?
Ooh, you'll know this name, Miss Flora.
Oh, however, really?
However,
Flora Duffy's racing?
I do not think she is racing because she's been dealing with a stress fracture in her foot. So she has not been able to run. I've seen her out racing crits in Boulder, but no running. So we'll see if she makes it to the start line. But you also have Leslie Patterson, who's done very well in Xterra. She's my size. She's a little tiny mighty, so I can root for her a bit.
All right.
It'd be kind of fun to see her take it. And then you've got Brigida Poor of Hungary. She's 29, and she was fourth last year.
Okay.
So,
well,
it's tough.
Yeah, I mean, if Flora comes in, if she's healthy, I think she may be the...
If Flora comes in, I think she will win.
Undisputed.
She's won 4 Xterra World titles.
Yeah. She's one of those that one of the rare people that does all the crossover. Like she crosses over from off road to on road.
Overall athlete.
She is a good overall athlete. She's a great bike handler because you have to be a good bike handler at this particular discipline in order to do well.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a Peter Sagan would come out and do this at some point if he could.
Oh, race. That'd be cool. If he could run.
If he could or swim. I'm sure he just sinks and just kind of goes,
flounders.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But he'd be a good relay guy.
Oh yeah.
So you're gonna
tag him in.
If you were to make let's say you could have an Ironman relay.
Oh wow.
Or since we're on Xterra, let's say you have an Xterra relay.
Okay.
Okay, so you gotta have a good trail runner, a good mountain biker, a good swimmer. Who would be your ultimate dream relay threesome?
You need a good distance swimmer. I'm blanking on the name of the woman who's at the top right now for distance swimming.
Okay.
Oh, she won gold at the Olympics for the mile and the thought. Do you remember?
I don't, but I'll. Why don't you Google it while we're sitting here,
and I'll do that. Talk about
I mean, if you're gonna go with that distance, I mean, you're not gonna go with somebody like a Michael Phelps who's more on the sprinter side. You're gonna go for somebody who's more of a miler, or even farther. And I think there you have to also to look at the difference between pool swimming and open water swimming. Because there's definitely a difference in tactic. There's a difference in style when you are seeing the bottom of the pool versus seeing the bottom of the ocean. Those are two definitely different things.
Katie Ledecky. There we are.
I think
she's an animal.
Yeah, so we go with Ledecky in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to do a mixed bag. So we're going to say male-female.
All right.
So we'll go with Ledecky because she's probably... I don't know many other male distance swimmers that might outdo her. And swimming is one of those sports where... Men and women are pretty much equal. There's really no differential there in performance, I think. Unless you get some weirdly long person like Michael Phelps, who's just an oddball in his whole body structure.
Yeah, and then you've got the dude from Florida who just broke, went well under 20.
Yeah, and you got that little kid from 50. Baltimore.
Yeah, you've got a mix of body types in swimming. It's pretty cool.
But I would have Peter Sagan on the bike just because. Okay. Just because, oh, what's this? No, we don't want to talk to you. Should have muted all that stuff out, shouldn't I? That's kind of stupid of me. But we would we'd go with Peter Sagan on the bike just because he's great flavor.
Okay.
Just because he's great flavor. And he's an amazing
bike handler.
How about trail running? Who would you go with for trail running?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I don't know. If I'd put Flora on there. I think she'd be pretty epic.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. You know,
she's a fantastic runner.
Yep. And she's
got the skills to run off road as well.
Absolutely. So we would have a girl
female boy, dominant team
a,
there.
You know, female, male, female. Yeah. I think that would be a great team to have. I wonder what they could do with that. It'd be fun to see. There used to be a challenge where they were trying to see was it the they were trying to break a certain time frame, and they did relays at the Silverman Triathlon, which was out in Vegas.
Oh, cool!
And I want to say it was the I was Ironman distance, and they were trying to say if you could break 8 hours with a relay.
That
and,
would be so fun.
And they had put together a team. There was a couple of teams that were put together, and it was like $1 million prize person who could do it. And they had it, and the guy that was the anchor was like a marathoner. And he just went out way too fast.
And he imploded.
And he imploded. And all he had to do was like run his average marathon.
Yeah.
You know, which was like, you know, like a 240 or whatever, which is what, you know, it's his average.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember he's a Kenyan guy. And they were watching him. And he's like just going way too fast. They were trying to just totally blow this thing up. And he ended up imploding like in the last couple of miles and walked. And they missed it by like 3 minutes. Missed it. So he got no money. Because the biker for that relay, I think it was Tyler Hamilton was the biker, and I want to say Andy Potts was the
swimmer.
Was the swimmer that they had put together?
You need like Shailene in there. A woman actually knows how to pace.
I know. So like men get the testosterone going, just blow it up.
Yep.
Like forget about that. You guys are dumb.
Yep.
Boys are dumb.
Boys are dumb.
They get off topic. Yeah. It's like whoa, what should we do over there? Like you're like squirrel.
Squirrel.
Yep. Exactly. so it's
got some fun races coming up.
It is fun races. No, so you've got a race coming up too, so let's not dodge that bullet. You're going to Australia for ITU Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about what you're doing and how you chose that over some of the other distances. Because you, Gabby, you're coming off a stellar year. And so, I mean, you not only winning at New York for the Lifetime Series, that was a big, big win.
Mm-hmm.
But taking the USAT National Championship.
That was pretty special.
That was, being there, being your friend, and watching that happen, it was like, I was so stoked for that. That was so fun. And I was like, I thought the only thing that could top this is if you doubled. But that's a hard thing to do. You know, I know that's almost impossible to do that back to back.
Yeah. I had had it in my mind, but as soon as they said it was going to be a duathlon, I didn't count myself out, but I knew.
Yeah.
I would struggle. Yeah, I would struggle a little bit more.
Because you are an incredibly strong swimmer. So, which, you know, the conversation came up this morning as to, have you ever thought about going draft legal?
Yeah, I know. And it's kind of where I'm at the moment. I'm trying to decide. I'm at a crossroads.
Yeah.
So it's...
I know that I'm not going to push you because I know you and Leanda got a...
You have to sit down and chat.
Yeah, because her and I chatted about you already, and so I know that we said that we weren't going to do anything until after the season.
Yeah.
But I would love to see you race ITU draft legal because I think all the threats that you have are definitely play within within that skill set.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, beyond that, though, so you're going to Australia.
Yeah, down under.
Yep. When do you leave?
We leave next Friday already.
Ooh,
I know.
It's exciting.
It's like all summer. It's like, I'm going to Australia, but now it's here.
That's fun.
So, yeah, we'll get out about a week ahead of time and kind of get acclimated and settled. And then we race on Sunday. I'm just doing the Olympic. I'm not doing any other races. I'm just going to focus on the Olympic distance.
Cool.
Yeah.
You feel good for it? You feel strong?
I feel really good right now. Good place.
Who's your competition?
You know, I have no idea. And it's always actually been best that way.
Okay.
I know in swimming, when I was growing up, I never liked to look at the start list. I just like to go in and just go balls to the walls.
Yeah.
As hard as I can go and not worry about anyone else because I can't control them in the end.
It's true.
I can only control my own.
True.
My own pacing.
So when you race, it's pretty much you just go race your own race. However it shakes out, that's how it is.
Mentally, that's how I do best.
Okay.
Because it's whenever I started to look at the start list and analyze other competitors. I mean, it can be really beneficial to know where you need to push. But for me, it psyched me out more than anything.
Okay.
And it gave me those butterflies, which were just too many butterflies.
Yeah.
So for me, it helps me mentally to focus on my own race and what I need to do.
Okay. Well, it's going to be fun to see you racing in the Stars and Stripes.
Yeah.
Outside of the black and
black and hot pink and lime pink, green.
I know.
And
it's like the Team LC kit is like,
I
just
know.
You stand
I was,
out in
I
the
was
crowd.
A little sad after Nationals. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to get to wear this again.
Well,
this
you can
season.
Put Team LC on the USA uniform.
I know. But I'm trying to find a printer to do that.
We'll talk offline, but I got a place up in, there's a couple of places that can make them, but the heat transfer is pretty tricky.
Tricky.
Yeah. So, well, you know, best of luck to you. I know that, that
thank you.
You will definitely be watching.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited.
And I know you're going to do great. Just going to do your best.
Just do my best.
Just do your best. Go over there. Bring me back some lollies.
Yeah.
You know, some black licorice or something.
Maybe I'll smuggle a wallaby back.
Don't do that. Because I heard about, was it Johnny Depp? Didn't he try and smuggle a dog in and they got detained by the border?
Oh.
Don't do that.
All right. I won't pull a Depp.
Yeah, don't do that. Be a good American.
Yeah.
Don't be an ugly American. Yeah. Don't steal any wallabies. Or stealing koalas. A wallaby? Just put, what's that in your shirt? Nothing.
Nothing.
A little koala.
I'm a kangaroo. Just a mom.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. It's a fanny pack. It's all it is.
It's a kid.
Yep, it is true. We're not lying.
Yep.
Not lying. Well, best of luck to you, and thanks everybody for joining us again today for our World Championship preview show. We hope that you have fun following the championships. We wish the best to all of our people who are going to the individual distances that we talked about today and all the other races that are left for the rest of the year.
We will definitely be doing a debrief.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll see who comes out on top on these podium predictions.
I know. We'll have to write it down and see who's going to have to eat crow and who's going to celebrate like a rock star.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be me, probably.
We'll see.
All right, folks. Thanks for being with us. And until next time, this will be a better podcast from Coach Chris and
Coach Gabby.
There we go.
Ta-ta.
T-bye.